Michael, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me today.
Hey, let's talk about Tidal Wave Comics. And first of all, before we talk about the latest political power, President Joe Biden, and political power, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, let's talk about the political power series in general. What's it all about?
The series is about trying to get the stories of politicians out in a more maybe a popular format, an easier to access format for people of all ages. The publisher likes to talk about how he was a recalcitrant reader and comic books really drew him in and really caused him to start working in comic book business in the first place. And I feel the same way. And I really like the idea of taking the true stories of people who shape our politics and maybe distill that into some ways that are a little more accessible to just almost anyone. So what I'm trying to say is that these are not political in the sense that we're advocating for blue or red or, you know, conservative or whatever. What we're trying to do is just tell the stories of real people.
Michael, when did the Political Power series actually start? How many years ago?
You know, I believe that predates me working with the company. So I think it was about a decade or more ago. And I think the first comic that they produced was on Hillary Clinton. And he was interviewed on CNN, the publisher, and Hillary Clinton signed a copy for him. And it was a really big deal. And it kind of kicked off the series, and it's been going steady ever since.
All right, so Political Power, President Joe Biden, was released on Inauguration Day, January 20th. Joe Biden, we're talking to you from his home state of Delaware. He is
right.
Our 46th president. Let's talk about the series. What can we expect if we look at this comic book?
This one, but the Biden comic was originally published maybe a year or two ago, maybe a little longer. Another writer had picked it up and told his life story about some of the struggles that he went through early in his life. You know, his first wife, the car crash, the loss that he suffered. And it showed him propelling through his career. And then as a writer, I was asked to come in, reshape the narrative to fit a more modern update, and then add pages to show where he is now. And so this brings us the comic all the way from his beginnings all the way until Election Day.
Michael,
yes, go ahead.
Are there any areas of Delaware highlighted in the comic book?
You know, that one I haven't worked on in a few months, so it's been a while. I believe some of the areas, of course, are going to be the state itself. There's a lot of mention of the Capitol and, you know, riding the train into Washington and these sorts of things. But I don't remember off the top of my head exactly any landmarks that we might mention in the comic.
All right. We're talking to the author of two new comic books put out by Tidal Wave Comics. Tidal Wave Comics is based in Vancouver, Washington, and it really builds on the Political Power series, as you just heard the author say, started probably more than 10 years ago, focused on political figures around the world. Those latest two political figures are Delaware Joe, President Joe Biden, the brand new president of the United States, 46th president. And there's another comic book called Political Power, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. They were both released on Inauguration Day, January 20th. So let's talk about Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and that comic book.
That one was a lot of fun. And when I started working on that book, she had almost dropped out of the race at that point. And we had no idea that she was going to get picked up as vice president. At the time, when we started working with this year's crop of political hopefuls, we started looking at those the publisher felt would continue in the national conversation. So during that, there was about a four-month period where I wrote a comic book on Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris. I started working on Stacey Abrams, and a couple others that seemed to be movers and shakers within the Democratic side. 4 years ago, we focused on the Republican side. So I wrote a comic on Donald Trump, for instance. So when we started developing this comic, I wanted to tell the story of her childhood and kind of what shaped her and makes her think the way she does. So that's kind of the heart of these comics, is trying to get to the real person, not to just the politics, and then let you as a reader decide how you feel about this person. And in the case of Kamala Harris, it was interesting because as soon as Joe Biden picked her up as his running mate, we had to reshape the narrative as the art was happening. So that was a little hectic near the end. And as soon as the election was called and it was clear that she was going to be a historical vice president, we added more pages to this book. So we were able to get it out to press a lot bigger than most of our comics and has a lot of information about her, everything from her childhood all the way through to the election.
Are these latest comic books geared towards children more than adults, Michael?
You know, when I think of it as a writer, I try to think of it as who would be interested in reading about Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. And I don't write. Writing for children has a connotation that maybe you're dumbing down language or that your sentences are constructed differently so that children can easily access it. I think if you wanted to look at a readability, I'm talking probably middle school, 12, 13 years old, all the way through to adults.
What else can you tell me about this latest series? We're so excited here in Delaware because Joe Biden is from here. So we all want to pick up these comic books. Maybe answer that. Where can we get these comic books?
Well, they're available just about anywhere digital comics are sold if you wanted a digital copy. But a lot of people prefer the print copies. And there are a couple places you can go. I know for a fact that they're on Amazon and they use Ingram printing. And so they're really nice square bound hard-covered comics. They're really well done. You can also get them through comicfleamarket.com if you wanted physical copies.
Anything else about the series that you want readers to know about before we rush to order our copies?
Sure. You know, whenever Tidal Wave approached me about writing these comics, one of the things that always concerns me is, now, I teach at a university here in the Midwest, and I don't want my students to really pick up on my politics. And when we started talking and I started negotiating contracts and things, I said, what is your goal here? And he said, I want to keep them positive. I want to keep them upbeat, but I also want to give us kind of a clear picture as to who these people are that are shaping our culture and our politics. So you're not going to find a slant one way or the other. It's going to be really through the eyes of the characters we're portraying. So I know the Kamala Harris one, for instance, I put it in first person and tried to really research how she spoke and watched lots of videos on picking up her cadence and things like that. So a lot of research goes into these 24 odd pages for these comics. It takes 6 to 8 months of research just before I even start working on the script. And then the artist comes in and really changes the narrative sometimes based on, you know, the beauty of the pages. So a lot of love goes into this, but a lot of positivity and hopefulness, I think, go into them too. And I really found them both exciting to work on. I think Joe Biden is a fantastic pick for today. We needed him. We needed kind of his oh shucks optimism, his forcefulness too. He's never backing down. There was something about that really appealed to me as a writer. And for Kamala Harris, it was the same thing. I think they complement each other fairly well. I guess the next, 100 days are really going to show us that.
Yes, absolutely. You have said numerous times during this interview that we shouldn't think of this as a political book.
Right.
We should think of it as a profile of two people who are influential in our political system. Do you think these latest two comic books in this series will be used in our education system?
Oh, that is the hope. I know that a lot of libraries and schools read these comics. I get lots of kids letters from kids that say that they've read some of them and they really enjoy them. And that's really what we hope, is that we're going to teach people a little bit more about the politicians that we see in the news every day. And I certainly hope that kids read it and schools use them.